is confident that budgets will be passed when the legislature returns April 28th. And strong storms made their way across our area Tuesday morning. Possible tornadoes touched down in Pike and Barber counties. 20 homes were damaged in one Eufaula neighborhood. No serious injuries were reported. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The safety and security of your family and property is on your mind now more than ever. For over 20 years, ProLink Security has been here for you. ProLink offers interactive security systems, including cameras, door locks, digital thermostats, and much more. Right now, if you call ProLink at 285-5833, you can take advantage of 3 months free monitoring with new activation and no contract. Call ProLink Security today, 334-285-5833. AESBL license number 475.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Four times in my life, America's been at war. That's a tragic waste of lives. And it makes you realize how desperately the world needs a lasting peace. Just across the hall here in the White House is the Roosevelt Room. Named after the two Roosevelts who served here, one a Republican, one a Democrat. Many decisions are made in that room. And often as I meet with my staff, I gaze up at the five service flags, each representing one of the five military services. And draped from each flag are battle streamers, signifying every battle campaign fought since the Revolutionary War. Each ribbon a remembrance of a time when American men and women spilled their blood into the soil of distant lands. My fondest hope for this presidency is that the people of America give us the continued opportunity to pursue a peace so strong and so lasting that we'd never again have to add another streamer to those flags.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. 272-9228. Any caller can get in on Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket Drawing. We do that drawing on Friday from 2:30 to 2:45. Also, Sweet Creek Farm Market has got, Reed is doing it again. For you guys, and you guys only, $25 for the Boston Butt. You can call in today, 280 Farm, pick up tomorrow. Call in any day and pick it up the next day, but you can do it for tomorrow. Thursday should be a nice day to have a Boston Butt. It's going to be nice outside. Or you can get two slabs of ribs for $25. Those are normally $18 each. I've seen them as low as $15 for one. I've never seen $12.50 per for two. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Barbara. Barbara, welcome aboard.
Good afternoon, gentlemen, as usual.
How are you?
I'm good, and I'm so thankful for this radio station. I have bits of information. The lady was talking about the World Health Organization, and I was watching Tucker Monday night, and he showed us a video of, I don't know if it was a doctor with the World Health Organization, which I assume it was. He was defending China.
Right, I saw that.
Yeah, that was amazing. And then the other thing that I was going to say, I don't know who, where, or what. Well, I do know what. Tucker said that there were 18 million pounds of medical supplies sent from the United States to China. I don't know if our government did that. I don't know anything about it except what he said, that it was 18 million pounds was shipped to China.
I watched Tucker, and I don't remember that number, but keep going.
Well, it just struck me, 18 million tons. Of course, that could be Band-Aids. I don't know. But the other thing that I was going to tell you is, Sunday morning I was sitting in my church. There were more than 10, but less than the 25. We were all separated. I'm not going to tell you where, but we're sitting in church, and we turned around, and there were two policemen standing at the front, well, actually the back of where we were. And they basically said that we needed to separate, which he meant, you know, husbands and wives even had to separate. And they didn't make us leave, but it was very, very strange, uncomfortable feeling to have two policemen come in the back door. I mean, we're not in the back door, it was the front door, but we were facing, you know.
Yeah. The back of the sanctuary.
They were behind us anyway.
The back of the sanctuary.
Yes, sir. And I can't explain the feeling that I had about it, you know, that policemen would come to the church.
Yeah, I hear you.
It scares me to death what the government has control of here lately.
Well, what scares me to death is that the government feels a responsibility to use a source of power, which is the arm of law enforcement, to get the citizens to conduct what they see as our needed for us.
That
worries me.
That's exactly right. We were separated like we should have been, except for families. But this Sunday we're going to do basically come as you are and stay in your car. The pastor's going to do it with loudspeakers. So. But that really, really, really bothered me, like I said. And the two policemen couldn't have been any nicer, any kinder, you know. But they said they're just following what the law says. So.
Yep.
But anyway.
Thanks, Barbara.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Let's go to Alan. Alan, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hello, greetings. Good to talk to you guys. So what was that, the caller at the end of the last segment, Penny? Is that her name?
Penny.
Penny, thank you so much for what you said. Please keep telling your truth. Please keep telling your experience. I am grateful to hear it on the air. And I have a question. Why do you think it is that South Korea, a country that had its first case about the same time we did, and has embraced the restrictions and embraced the science, and they have fewer than 300 deaths, and we're at 4,000 and growing, what do you think that is, luck?
Thanks. I think several things. One, they're approximately 1/6 of our size. Number two is the testing that they did was mainly in Seoul, Korea, which that area of Seoul, not just the city of Seoul, but the area around Seoul, represents 20 million of the 51 million people that live in Korea. So basically, you have 20 million people packed in together. 30 million people spread out, and then you kind of get into the coastal ways where you have a pretty high population. The other thing is they were doing GPS honing on people. In other words, if you were tested positive, they would go back and look at where you interacted socially by looking at your cell phone. And then once you were tested, they tracked you and everywhere that you went. That would not fly in the United States, Alan, so that's what the answer to that question is.
And also, as Dr. Birx was kind of getting at yesterday, asked about masks, there's already a culture kind of in Asia generally, in Korea, Japan, China, that people are usually wearing masks. It started for some reason with pollution. There are cultural things. And also, I believe, I'm trying to remember which epidemic it was, pandemic it was. I think they were hit hard by SARS or something like that, one of the first go-around, so they had been through a very terrible experience and wanted to be prepared the next time.
Yeah, one thing, having been to South Korea and had dealt with those folks, it is mentally the opposite of the West,
right.
Western world, where we're very independent, we're very independent-minded. They are, and they will tell you that they are a country of one mind. And so when the authority says something, that's what they do.
And on testing in this country, given past epidemics, we've been able to control it with just diagnostic testing, and that wasn't going to cut it this time. And so you did have to reconfigure the testing system altogether. I mean, more than just your regular diagnostic testing. They had to get out screening tests. They created all these different platforms. And I think it's just, if you want to go back and do an after-action report, there are a series of errors, some out of we never expected this before, some out of the Chinese government not giving up what was actually happening early enough, and some is just, again, not being fully prepared because we didn't think it would get to this point.
Well, and having worked in government, both federal and state, you can do what-ifs all day long,
right.
But you cannot protect against everything. For example, there's something that if you do a what-if on an electronic magnetic pulse,
right.
This country will come to a standstill. And so somebody's going to go, well, why didn't we think of that after it happens? Well, we did think about it. The problem is, what do you do today that's going to protect you from a technology 10 years from now? And you've got to, that's where intelligence community and building wraparounds and things like that help you out. Let's go to the phone soon. Let's go to Sam. Sam, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Oh, Dan, I haven't been enjoying listening to your show.
Well, thank you.
I just had a brief chime in, something I want to remind everybody. Talking about New York State, you remember it was just a few months ago that their state legislature, they voted in some terrible abortion bill. And they said the legislature got up and applauded. So, God, somebody's trying to call me. Them harassing churches and whatnot, it doesn't surprise me a bit. People trying to gather. Dan, I got to go. I'm sorry.
Thanks. Yeah, actually, what they applauded, and believe it or not, they lit up the Empire State Building for this, and that was the fact that you could do a abortion that is in the birth canal. That's amazing. The baby had exited the wound, actually. Let's go to Billy. Billy, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. How y'all doing?
Good.
You're Joey. Appreciate y'all keeping us informed. I'll be quite honest with you. I haven't watched anything on any major news network the past 2 weeks. You are the only news I listen to.
Wow.
Okay? And you're doing a tremendous job. You and Joey both. Y'all are just knocking it out of the park. We are blessed in the Tri-County area to have y'all. And that being said, your last caller, before he had to go, I know that what he was talking about and where he was leading to with that, it's just terrible what's going on. But you talked about the future, 10 years from now, 15 years from now, you know, things to be put in place. I honestly believe that the left, the way things are set up now, you look at the Department of Justice, the things that we have been finding out over the past 3 years, the underminings, the far left the movements that's been going on in our government, the way things are continuing, I honestly believe, can the left slide any further to the left? I mean, you're looking at almost full communist, socialist government, and that's what some people were wanting. You know, 10 years from now, the way the left's going right now, I honestly believe that if there's something similar to this or worse than this that they could unleash on this country to get what they want and have total control over this government, they would do it. I honestly believe they would, because there have been reporters that have come out and said that this needed to happen in order for the economy to crash to get Trump out of office. Am I correct saying that?
I haven't heard that part of it. They have. I've heard them kind of suggest that the economy is doing too well, and if it was not doing as well, Trump would probably not be elected.
Exactly right. But 10 years from now, it scares me to death to see how far further to the left that this country will go with the Democrats. It scares me to death. Are we going to get out of this? You know, I think we will in time, but I can promise you this. You think things changed a lot after September 11th with the Patriot Act stuff? We have. Yeah. You just wait what's coming down the pike.
Okay. Thanks, Billy. Gotta go. Gonna be back right after this.
Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Bonatti created, perfected, and patented the Bonatti spine procedures. Using his genius, Bonatti invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Bonatti spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patients satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Bonatti succeeds where others fail.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 15 86368, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks supporting local business.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are on a Wednesday. Okay, let's go back to the phones, boys and girls. Let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan and Joey.
How are you?
Pretty good. I don't know what happened, Dan, but in the last 35 minutes, your show has entered the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, we got
some wacky things. I think people are going, being pinned up at their house. Their imaginations are running wild. I wasn't aware that God was trying to teach us a lesson for running traffic lights and not getting along with each other to send a pandemic to punish us or something. I don't know what that's about. It's people need to get a grip here. This isn't somebody taking over our country by unleashing this pandemic to destroy our country. I don't believe that. That's, this thing, you look back, it hasn't been that long, and our government has accomplished so much stuff, in these last couple of weeks. And this is a big country. It's not some little teeny country on there with, small country. It's a little easier to get a grip on things. And it's gonna be a little testy here the next couple of weeks, but I don't think we need to get into the conspiracy stuff and all this kind of stuff. It's just kind of weird. I think people just kind of getting frustrated, being pent up. Which it'll get to you, but you do what I do, take my dog outside and let him roll around in the sun a little bit, chill out, visit. You got neighbors all around, kids playing in the neighborhood. People are getting along pretty good. So
are people walking around? Are you in a neighborhood that people walk around a lot?
Yeah, I live in I live on Silver Creek Circle, which is a big, not a cul-de-sac, it's just a circle. And you come in and, man, I see all day long people walking dogs, walking their family, pushing their babies.
Yeah,
I saw a lady the other day jogging, had one of them strollers you can jog with.
Yeah.
Her kid was taking a rough ride there, but I see that all the time. I see people sitting out in their front yards with car table out in the front yard and set it up and playing games or eating off of it, and just all kind of stuff. Kind of reconnecting,
There you go.
But hang in there, folks.
Yeah, this too shall pass.
That's correct. Y'all have a good afternoon.
Thank you. Interesting series of calls. 272-9228, that's where we are. Let's see which way we want to go. You brought the Jess Napolitano over?
Yes.
Speaking of libertarian ideas, Rhode Island basically did a travel ban from people from New York. Governor of New York threatened to sue them. Then they did a travel ban of anybody coming into Rhode Island. Anyone that came into Rhode Island had to quarantine themselves for 14 days. Jess Napolitano is going to talk about that.
To keep all Rhode Islanders safe, I signed an executive order imposing a quarantine on all visitors from any state by any mode of transportation.
The governor of Rhode Island expanding her mandate to stop all out-of-state drivers and visitors during the pandemic. She initially singled out New York, but changed course after Governor Andrew Cuomo threatened to sue. So is what she's doing legal? Here to answer that, we've got Fox News senior judicial analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano. Started where they were stopping people just with New York plates, and now it's anybody coming into the state. Does she have that authority?
No, she doesn't. I mean, she modified her plan, as you said, after Governor Cuomo quite properly threatened to sue her for singling out New York. But the problem is that states can't close their borders. Why not? Because the Constitution was written largely to keep those borders open. So the 14th Amendment, after the Civil War, was written expressly to prevent a state from treating out-of-staters differently than it treats its own people. So she has no ability under the law to stop anyone from coming into the state unless there's some unique circumstance, like a bank robber being chased by Connecticut cops into Rhode Island. Obviously, that person can be stopped, or a person engaged in some crime that the government can prove to a jury. But stopping a human being because of the place of their origin is expressly prohibited by the Constitution. And if I might say this, Governor Raimondo, who's a graduate of Yale Law School, must know this. So this is obviously a political move on her part, because she knows it won't last as soon as it's challenged before a federal judge.
She's a Yale Law School student, too.
And I imagine there are a lot of governors and maybe mayors around the country who are saying, hey, better ask for forgiveness than permission. And it's weird. It's almost like all they have left in their toolbox, politically speaking, is to do something. I think it's necessary in some places, other places.
Isn't it interesting that it's all these people that didn't want us to protect our borders want to protect their state's borders?
Right.
Isn't that interesting?
It is.
Virtual home buying program. Paul and Christy Mello. Skip Zillow called Mello. Virtual home buying program. Okay, so what they'll do is they'll do a virtual consultation with you. We'll schedule a virtual appointment to learn what you are looking for and what type of game plan you want to get into for finding a home. They come up with home favorites. We'll email you a listing of matches that your criteria fits as they hit the market. They'll just keep feeding you that information so you can get on virtual tours of home. They'll send you videos of homes that they have or homes that they obtain. Electronically signed, you don't even have to leave your home. They can send you the documents. You can sign them online and send them back. Earnest money can be wired or do a bank transfer. Inspection, they'll take care of the inspection fee. The inspection, they'll do a 40-page inspection report just for you on the home that you're considering buying. I love Paul and Christy Mello. Closing time, a mobile notary will bring your closing to you and then get everything done and then welcome home. We'll even deliver the keys to you. That's Paul and Christy Mello at Wallace & Moody Real Estate. The virtual home buying experience. That's something new. Get ready to copy this down. 334-399-7648. 399-7648. Do I need to hit the bottom hour break?
We got time for Brenda.
Brenda, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon.
How are you, Brenda?
I'm doing great, and I'm enjoying your show. I have for years and years.
Well, thank you.
I was wondering, a few minutes ago, you commented about some spring breakers. Can you tell me what spring breakers or where they were?
In Texas.
They went to Mexico. Okay. I was wondering because I knew we had several groups here in Montgomery that had gone places at spring break. So I didn't know if that had anything, you know, to do with it.
Did anybody that went down for spring break, did they come back and contract the COVID-19 virus?
No. There was just a large group that went out to California. On spring break around the 13th.
I'm curious, where do they go in California and what do they do?
Well, they went for an audition, and they went by bus from here to Atlanta, and then they flew from Atlanta to California. Is it LAX?
LAX, yep. Been there many, many, many times.
But the school went for an audition.
That's cool.
On a TV show.
That is cool. How did they do?
I understand they did fantastic, and everybody out there loved them. So that's great.
Well, I hope they get the gig.
Beg your pardon?
I hope they get the gig. I hope they get on TV.
They sent in a request to be on a certain show.
Oh, okay.
And so they were accepted. and went out there.
Cool.
And like I said, I was concerned back then because I knew in January, around the 14th of January, that they were scanning people that were leaving LAX airport.
Okay.
Coming this way.
Brenda,
so anyway.
Thanks for the telephone call. I appreciate it. I got to go. We're going to be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
When you make the decision to sell your home, what should you look for in a real estate agent? Someone who communicates well with you, an agent who is engaged from start to finish, one with experience, knowledge, and proven results?
We're Paul and Christy Millo with Wallace and Moody Realty, and we can promise you all that and more. If you need to buy or sell a house, please call Paul or Christy today at 399-7648 or visit our website at skipzillowcallmillo.com to get a copy of our 21-point marketing plan.
Remember, for all your real estate needs, skip Zillow, call Millo.
Jenny King, the king of clean.
Hi, this is Chance Inman, president and COO of Jenny King Gulf Coast, with some ways to protect yourself and those around you from the coronavirus. Wash your hands often and thoroughly. Cover coughs and sneezes with your elbow. Disinfect high-touch surfaces regularly. Use non-contact methods for greeting others and avoid touching your face. Following these steps, as well as social distancing, should help all of us stay healthy. Please stay safe and keep it clean out there.
Jenny King, the king of clean.
Shopping local has never been more important. Small businesses right here in our community are depending on me and you now more than ever. Pig Enterprises has invested into and supported our local community because we believe in the people that make it the best place to live and work. We are your friends and neighbors. We have a vested interest in seeing you, your family, and our community soar. We humbly ask you in this time of social distancing to consider keeping your dollars local with people just like you. Big nationwide companies have been touting vehicle buying completely online. Pig Enterprises offers the same online vehicle purchase experience, and your hard-earned money will stay right here in your community. Shop our inventory online at PIGGENT.com. Select your vehicle, apply for financing, and we can deliver the vehicle right to your driveway. Call us today, 491-7444, or visit us online at PIGGENT.com. Come to Pig Enterprises, or we'll come to you and get a squeal of a deal.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents and Doug.
Breathe out and repeat after me. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Your bird is eating my candles.
Your bird is eating my candles.
No, seriously, he's making a mess.
No, seriously, he's...
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
Hi, this is Jessica Smith at Memories Flea Antique Mall in Prattville. We're a local business with a small advertising budget, and we found working with Blue Water, we were able to put together a plan that would work for us. If your business is in need of advertising, I would recommend you call Blue Water Advertising.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. After all the warm days lately, we're into a much cooler trend. In fact, tonight will be chilly. Clear skies, colder, overnight low temperature down to about 44. Tomorrow, a little warmer. We'll be in the mid-70s during the afternoon. More sunshine. Friday will be near 80, a sun and cloud mix. Low 80s on Saturday and Sunday. We're dry Saturday. Slight chance of showers on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASC Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASC Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. Christopher, hang on for me. Alabama Gazette, a local conservative newspaper, really for the river region. They're over in Tallahassee and other places. You're going to be able to pick up your Alabama Gazette at Walmart, at Publix, at Renfro's, and gas stations in the area. So Tallahassee, I know you guys really like that newspaper. You can pick it up. You can also get an expanded edition at Gazette.com. They also have comments, and they want to hear your comments so they can publish them on how the coronavirus is affecting you. For example, someone has an uncle who is 94 in New York. He has some serious underlying health conditions, and now he has coronavirus, COVID-19. He's in the hospital, and he's on a ventilator. Man, let's go to Christopher. Christopher, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
How you doing, Dan?
I'm great, Christopher, and you?
Good. I'm first-time caller.
Wow. Give him applause. Well, give me your month and day of birth.
1/4.
Okay, we're going to put your name in for the drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. We do that gift basket drawing on Friday, 2:30 to 2:45. And your name's going to go in twice. How about that?
Good deal. Thank you very much.
Have you ever been to Sweet Creek?
I have.
Isn't it a great place?
Great place.
Well, tell me a little bit about yourself, Christopher.
I'm retired. I worked for state government for 27 years.
Okay, good.
I work for AIDT. We're a part of the Department of Commerce.
I know it very, very well.
I was a safety manager when I retired. I'm an OSHA outreach trainer and have been for many years. So I dealt primarily with safety with new and expanding industry, which is what, you know, AIDT did. So, you know, opportunity to do a lot of traveling that I probably never would have done. Really enjoyed my time there.
Yeah, y'all have very nice offices.
Yes, we, we got them scattered all over the state also.
You were in downtown in the RSA building?
No, our offices were out at 231 in the bypass behind the old... behind John Patterson.
Yeah, okay.
But the downtown offices were Ed Castillo, like director, is also deputy secretary of commerce.
Right.
He had a place downtown, which was a little different from what we had out on.
Yeah, that's what I was familiar with.
Yeah. Anyway, I've got something kind of not related to any of what you're talking about.
You go right ahead.
A good friend of my wife's was in the Secret Service for 35, 38 years, and she was on an advance team, did mostly international travel.
Mm-hmm.
And what I wanted to ask you, I was curious to see if maybe you might have known her. Her name was Jill Marshall.
Was she on the Presidential Protective Detail, PPD, for Reagan?
Yes. Well, Reagan on through, you know, Clinton and, you know, on all the way. She retired about 5 years ago.
Wow, there was a female on PPD, and there's a great picture of her when Reagan is inaugurated, and he comes out of the top of the car, and the Secret Service takes a position at each corner of the limousine, and there's a female officer who was one of the first female officers on PPD on what's called the box, and she's running with the... with the motorcade, and there's a great picture of her, and yeah, maybe that's her.
I'm not sure. I know she did a lot of advanced stuff for international travel for the president.
I don't. She was never a lead agent on.
No. She did advanced stuff for the president when he traveled abroad.
I know. That's what I'm saying. There's what's called a lead agent.
Right.
You do
right.
An advance, but there was never a female lead agent on any trip I did.
Okay. Well, I was just curious. She passed away a couple of days ago, and I knew that
sorry to hear that.
Affiliated with and knew those people. And just,
absolutely.
Was just curious.
Love the Secret Service. Love the Secret Service.
Well, that was it. I just wanted to maybe ask if maybe you might have known her.
Didn't remember the name, but I do remember a female on our detail.
Okay. All right. Well, that was it. That was it. Enjoying your show. I've been listening for a long time. I appreciate what you guys do now.
Thanks, Christopher. Appreciate you. Miss Pine Level.
Hi, Dan. How are you?
I'm good. And you?
I'm good. It's a pretty day out here. And you're fixing to be in it for too long.
Let's hope.
I hadn't been able to listen all day today, but I just wondered if anything had anything else had come up about what you were talking about, the something that KIV, with people filing their unemployment and all that. What happened with that situation?
Well, I talked to two representatives, and they said that the governor's office knows about it, and they're trying to fix it, but that... I think it's a lot more complicated than that.
No, okay. All righty. Well, put me in for Sweet Creek, if you would, please.
Give me month and day of birth.
128.
Joey knew your month and day of birth, I bet.
Mm-hmm. He did. Thank you, Joey.
You're welcome, Miss Pine Lovely.
Steve!
Good morning, Joey.
Steve, how are you?
Well, I'm doing quite well. Just sitting here doing a little painting and sitting on a chair painting and hearing the great conversation and just feeling like part of the Lonely Hearts Club.
How is this affecting your business?
Well, it's come to a screeching halt, and so I'm sitting here like everybody else, waiting for the game to start back again.
Well, you can go to it's on my website, the SBA link, and if you've lost revenue because of this, you can apply for a loan, and it will be at paybacks 30 years, and they'll kind of give you, to get you started, $10,000, and there's talk that $10,000 may be forgiven. But then the other side you can do a business continuation loan, a little more complicated. I'll have information on that, hopefully, before the end of this week.
Well, that sounds positive, because I had about 6 to 8 trainings scheduled just out of state. So I'm going to definitely explore that. One thing I wanted
to
bring up.
We wouldn't want you to be too lonely, you know.
This is true. And you know, I've run out of my old stash of Boone's Farm.
Steve, we're showing our age, buddy.
Hey, I kept it all these years for just such an occasion.
And it made you more depressed and lonely right after drinking it.
I'm sure
truth.
Boone's Farm gets better with age.
Well, sure.
You know, now I'm reverting to my bottle of Pappy Winkle that Kevin gave me.
I hope Kevin heard that.
He's going to be disappointed. He told me to say that, you know, for a grandchild, you know, being born or something like that. But anyway, I've had to...
Had to guzzle that down.
Hey, one thing is, what about a group of people that have not been tested, or, you know, they don't have any symptoms, and they form a caravan, and they start heading towards Rhode Island, and they're seeking asylum there. I wonder if that would... And they've got children in the car. And, you know, they've run out of funds. I wonder if Rhode Island would consider that being, you know, maybe something like what's going on with the caravans coming from Mexico. I mean, it's just a thought.
There you go. I like that. You know what they'll probably do? Probably get the tire spikes out and spike them.
You got to think outside the box.
There you go. Let me tell you something. Isn't it amazing these people that didn't want us to protect our borders want to protect their state's borders?
Oh, exactly. And these cities that wanted to be sanctuary cities that didn't want anything to do with the federal government and stay out of us, let us handle it. Wow, they're greeting them
Bill Blasio, yep.
There you go. All right, have a good day.
Thanks for the call, Steve. You made me laugh. Let's go to Steve number two. Steve, number two, welcome aboard.
Good afternoon. How are you today?
I am really, really, really good.
That is great, man. It's beautiful outside.
I know, man. Let me tell you something. Joey and I will be out in it in 12 minutes, and then there will be a Corona with my name on it sitting on the deck with Benji after we come back from the dog park.
Yummy.
Yeah.
Steve, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. On this money they're giving out, will they be giving out money for new startup business?
No.
Yeah.
I think that'll be a regular SBA loan. If you've ever dealt with a regular SBA loan, you don't want to do it. Steve, are you there?
Yeah, I'm out.
When you say you're out of what?
I'm sorry.
Have we finished our conversation? I guess so. Ed, hang on for me. Coming back to you right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Looking back, watching our kids and grandkids at play creates awesome memories, some better than others. I must admit, I don't much care to watch them play video games or tweet on smartphones. Way too much of that today. Hi, this is Terry with Weedman Lawn Care. Wouldn't the image of our children playing be better if it was them playing hide-and-seek, the baseball games of Pickle and 500, or badminton, Red Rover, or croquet? These games only need your kids' involvement and a great lawn for the play space. At Weedman, we can help with both. Go to WeedmanUSA.com to obtain a quote on having us turn your lawn into where children's memories are made. We'll also send you a list of great games and descriptions for them to play. They'll sure get a lot more exercise than just moving their thumbs on a keyboard. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today to begin making more great family memories on your lawn. We use only golf course quality timed release granular fertilizers. And Weedman is recommended over competitors by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and many of your friends and neighbors. Go to WeedmanUSA.com, where memories are made and promises are kept.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Final segment of the final hour of the Dan Morris Show. You want to get your shots in? Well, you better call. Ed did. Let's go to the phones to go to Ed. Ed, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hello, Dan. Long-time listener, long-time caller. I have a question for you about the financial relief package.
Sure.
I think you were speaking about it earlier, or last week, actually. And I wanted to see if I heard you correctly or if this was just out of my mind or whatever. But
you're probably out of your mind. About, no, go ahead.
You were speaking about those of us who are self-employed.
Yep.
And that I don't know if you said this or not, but I gathered that you said there would be no FICA taken out next year or
2020
coming up.
Yeah, you're not, go ahead.
Would you? I'm driving, so would you mind explaining that? And I'll hang up and listen.
Okay. Well,
thank you.
Is that all you want to know about is FICA?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You don't know about loans or anything like that.
I mean,
just whatever you were talking about, I would appreciate a recap
okay.
of that.
Okay, I'll try to redo that. What they're doing is they're waiving FICA for 2020. The question is it something that you are delayed paying or you don't have to pay at all? Right now, it's believed that you don't have to pay at all. And so you get credit, but you don't pay it. So for self-employed people, that's a real boondoggle because we pay the employer and the employee side of it. So that's pretty big. But the other thing, Ed, is that if you're a small business person, self-employed, and you basically file your taxes like that, you can go to my website and you can go to SBA link, and you can get a loan if you have had a loss of business. So you show that you've had a loss of business, and then you can get a loan that can pay back at 30 years. I think the rate is 3.75%, which is a great rate. And a portion of it may be forgivable. We haven't gotten the clarity of the $10,000 initial amount. But that's a pretty good way of kind of kickstarting your business in this world. If you if you're a contract employee, self-employed, and you 1099 other people, you can get the 7A loan, which will give you 2.5 times your payroll, plus pay utilities and rent, if you'll keep those employees all the way through 2020. And it's a pretty good deal. Let's go to the phones and go to John. John, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, good afternoon. I just had a question.
Sure.
Since the governor's shut everything down and just projecting forward, so if we lose a month and a half of sales tax for state and local governments, do you foresee massive layoffs in the cities and the states to come next year?
No, I do not, because part of what happens in the stimulus package was money for city, county, and state governments. And they're going to more than make up the amount. There's going to be, if Kay Ivey will get off her, there will be a burst of money back into the economy because of the $600 per week money from the federal government for unemployed people. That's a big boost into the economy. But right now, we're losing money because people aren't going to bars, they're not going to restaurants, or they're only doing carryout. They're not paying sales tax, and we are a state that operates on sales tax.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It don't matter how much you get sent. There's no place to spend your money other than the grocery store. There's a lot of sales tax.
There's plenty of places to spend your money. Are you kidding me? You need to drive around with me for a little bit. Okay, let me give you my shopping list. Wine, case of Corona, bottle of scotch. I've ordered stuff on Amazon. I had to get a new microwave waveguide filter. I mean, I'm spending money like there's no tomorrow.
All right, well, No, I'm not spending too much money right now, Dan.
Okay, have you had a job change?
No, sir. Rocking along where I've been.
So what has changed in your life with Corona, with COVID-19?
Just trying to pay down some bills, projecting in the futures if things get worse and things don't get opened back up in a timely manner. But my wife, like I said last week, she's laid off half of her workforce due to the downturn in the enrollment of the daycare and whatnot. So hopefully things will turn around sooner rather than later.
She was the one that worked at a church daycare?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, she needs to apply, and I know it's rough. Where I talked about this all day on Monday. She needs to apply for unemployment. She'll get $600 a week plus the state portion.
Yep. All right. Well, like I said, hopefully everybody can go back to work here in another month or so.
I hope so.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, John. Thanks for the telephone call. Enjoy having conversations like that. Okay, so we heard about Rhode Island. Let's listen about Florida trying to do the same thing.
Judge got the case down in Florida where Governor DeSantis ordered that anybody coming in from
initially, the tri-state area where we are right now had to self-quarantine for 14 days. And, you know, there were people at the airport. They had great big traffic stops on 95 and the interstates going in. And now it sounds like, but is that within his power?
No, he's essentially doing the same thing. It's not as draconian in sound as what Governor Raimondo's doing. She even threatened to send state police to knock on doors to ask residents to show proof of ID as to where they were from. And if they were from New York or New Jersey, they were going to yank them out. I don't think she's actually done that. But what Governor DeSantis is doing a little late in the day is almost the same thing. He doesn't have that power as well. You can't stop someone without proving fault. And being from a particular area is not evidence of fault. You can't assume that just because someone is from New York that they are a carrier. The government doesn't have that authority under the Constitution. It doesn't have the authority for many of these things that are being ordered by governors. Many of these things that the governors are ordering, Steve, are the use of their bully pulpit to educate the public. Nobody's doing it better than Andrew Cuomo. But when the bully pulpit turns into the police power, that's where they're going too far.
Okay.
Amen to that. That's what I'm worried about. Joe, we're going to have to save the Senator Kennedy a much different tone to him. Yeah, he's almost docile in these things. And I went down and looked at the Times-Picayune, which is a New Orleans paper. I'll have to say they were talking about what's going on, particularly in New Orleans. And we haven't heard from Rodney, have we?
No, we haven't in a while.
It's some serious stuff. That's an economic blow to them, and they are on their edge. Does Andy Hale still live there?
Down in New Orleans there? Yeah. Or no, John? No.
John.
No, he's actually, I think, in Atlanta now.
Okay. But they are right. They're building, getting a hospital done in the convention center, something like that, but they're right on the cusp. They're worried that they're going to just blossom here, and their big time frame is coming up. I think their date was April like 16th. Not a lot of people going to New Orleans for drinks and food and good time like I used to do.
Right.
Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock, and I keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budell the Great, he's next. Adios.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's River.